neben Interventionsmöglichkeiten zur erzwungenen, vergangenen und gegenwärtigen Abscheulichkeiten des Lebens beschäftigt sich REMM auch mit der wichtigsten Frage der Welt.
Ist Elvis wirklich tot?
Am 16. August 1977, um 9 Uhr morgens, ging Elvis mit einem Buch auf die Toilette. Erst um 14 Uhr wurde Elvis Presley von seiner Freundin auf dem Bauch liegend am Boden seines Badezimmervorraumes aufgefunden und im Baptist Memorial Hospital um 15.30 Uhr offiziell für tot erklärt.
Seitdem haben Millionen Elvis gesehen und gehört.
Handelt es sich um eine Massenpsychose oder eine Verschwörung gigantischen Ausmaßes?
REMM, stets der Wahrheit verpflichtet, fragt die Frage aller Fragen.
Ist Elvis wirklich tot?
Geneigte Hörerinnen und Hörer, sicher ist Ihrer Aufmerksamkeit nicht entgangen, dass unser Kollektivmitglied Michael Genderkinger noch nicht aufgetaucht ist. Kann er auch gar nicht, er ist abgetaucht. Für eine einzigartige Kollaboration unserer beliebten Rubriken.
Ist Elvis wirklich tot?
Und Inspektion.
Und Recherche.
Bereist er momentan ferne Landstriche und dunkle Bibliothekshinterzimmer, um die Beantwortung der Frage aller Fragen voranzutreiben. Elvis, what happened? Ein als schockierend angekündigter Bericht für Ronnie Presley bei Recherchen im Antiquariat in Columbus in die Hände. Nun ist Michael unterwegs, um 3 der engsten Kompagnons von Elvis zu befragen, denn it may be too late for Elvis, but perhaps not too late for those who believe that every life contains a painful but instructive truth worthy of recording and understanding.
Es geht um unser aller Seelenheil.
Der erste Teil der Enthüllungen. He had definite ideas about blacks as he did about Catholics and Jews. He is a past master at the Dale Carnegie approach to winning friends and influencing people. It is disarming. Outside of entertaining, he has very little to occupy his time. There are very long periods of boredom. He regarded Catholicism as a dangerous branch of Christianity. I believe that there is something special about Elvis. I have seen some strange things happen with that man, and I just can't think they are all coincidences. The two men held each other in an embrace that only other men can understand. I can't tell how many television sets went to their death at hands of Elvis and his shooting. An especially favorite pastime was to fill his pool up with balloons or light bulbs and blast away until the pool was a graveyard of burst rubber or broken glass. While the rest of the world recognizes that Elvis Aaron Presley is something more than an ordinary human being, the one person who believes that most passionately is Presley himself. I've seen him manipulate crowds like Hitler. Elvis loves horror movies. As he sees her in pain, he lays his hands on her stomach and he starts saying serious in a sort of mystical way.
Now, there, it won't hurt anymore. It won't hurt anymore. Everything is going to be fine.
There is a giant cloud formation above us. And I don't know if it was autosuggestion or what. But this cloud formation is formed in a shape of 2 very definite likelinesses of 2 heads. One was Elvis Presley and one was Joseph Stalin. He sort of had this Superman complex.
He takes pills to go to sleep, he takes pills to get up, he takes pills to go to the gym, and he takes pills to stop him from going to the gym.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, oh well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva